Yes, and welcome back to the Get a Kick AFL podcast. I'm Ash Williams. As always, I'm joined by David Zeta. How are you, Davey?
Ash, how are you, mate? And how was the Miss Universe Australia? Is that what you were hosting?
I was, mate. The Miss Universe Australia final. You were missed. You weren't competing this year, Davey.
No. But there's always next year, mate. I just don't feel comfortable enough in my body at the moment. Who won the ultimate prize?
A young woman by the name of Lexi Grant.
Lexi Grant. So what happens when you win the, what happens?
Well, you go on to compete for the prestigious title of Miss Universe around the world. You represent Australia.
Right, so she goes into the main draw of the Miss Universe Global. Is that what happens? Okay, so this was picking our main contestant, and now she is our main contestant in the main one.
That's it, mate. You've passed the Australian Olympic trials, and now you're going to the Olympics.
Does the Miss Universe Global, does it start with everyone there, or do they whittle it down before it even starts? So when the Miss Universe Global starts, there's only like 10 people competing. How does it work? Do you understand? Do you know?
Yeah,
I'm just fascinated by it.
It's all of the countries that are in the Miss Universe franchise are there for the world final.
Right. Jeez, and that's a lot of people. So you enjoyed your time? Was it a good success?
It was good, mate. But
good, mate.
I'll say this, just bringing it back to footy. I was meant to arrive at 6:30 p.m. and I did not budget for the peak hour traffic to the football because I was doing it at Crown Perth, which was right next door to Optus Stadium.
Yes, it's right across the grass.
Right across the grass. And, mate, it was bedlam. And the Purple Army, they must have gone home pretty, not only wet, literally, but metaphorically too. There would have been tears in the bed.
Oh, because they were... they lost and they're going to have to win or they're out.
Yeah, well, and it rained a bit. Look, Frio, I've said this to you and it's, I think everyone says that they're the most unpredictable team in the comp. So, you know, if you're a betting person, you never bet on Frio. That's one thing.
Isn't it predictable though that they're sort of, they might miss out on the eight when that's what a lot of people would think that despite some people would rate their list higher than it is, that they're fighting to get into the eight. Isn't that what we probably all thought would happen at the start of the year or no? Maybe not. I'd have to go back to my preseason predictions. I've probably got teams in there that are nowhere near it. So,
look, they're still unders. If they don't make the final or the finals, they're still underperforming, really.
So what happens to Justin Longmuir if they don't make the finals?
I think he gets a bit longer. I just don't think there's enough of... a pool of coaches to choose from.
He coaches next year if they don't make the finals.
So does he not have a contract?
He's on like a rolling, as far as I'm aware, I think he's on a rolling contract now, like one of those ones that you basically, just well, like what we all are. It's an ongoing employment agreement.
It doesn't sound very romantic, does it?
No. So at the end of his current fixed term contract, which is 31st of October this year, he will transition to an ongoing employment agreement.
I'd hope that there is a different Justin Longmuir inside the locker room, because if the Justin Longmuir that we see, if that's the way he's talking to his players, no wonder they didn't show up on Friday night. Like, he's so uninspiring. He looks like he's about to fall asleep every second.
Some coaches, I think, are very different behind closed doors to what there are in press conferences. Like, John Longmire is very straight in presses and very, he doesn't give much. But the actual, like, off-camera, even on air at 360 this year, like, you're just seeing a bit more of a... He's a funny guy. Like, he's a very interesting character. He's got a lot of... He's affable. He's got a lot of charisma. We just don't see it when he was in the senior coaching role. He sort of kept that quiet.
Mm.
But he's funny. He's good.
Yeah, you love John Longmire. We've covered that.
Hey, can I ask you, we've probably buried the lead here, Ash, which is that Nasiah Wanganeen-Miller is staying at the Saints for 2 years. That's quite significant.
Yeah, or as Andy Maher says, significant. He doesn't bother with that C there at the end of significant. It's significant. it's significant. He saved the St Kilda Football Club.
Well, I think Ross said on an interview, well, yeah, not in the press conference. He obviously doesn't enjoy that, but he said it on TV that it would have been catastrophic if he left for the overall plan. Can I ask you a question? Just as a, because I'm sort of in the footy media bubble, and I sometimes might be blinkered, like I might not be seeing the forest for the trees or whatever that saying is. Yep. So, Ross Lyon, do you think it's problematic if he goes on what is presumably a paid television appearance, and is willing to go into detail about contracts and whatnot, and where, you know, calls from Callum Wilkie and how good it was to keep Naz and how important it was, and really give some really good insight. Sure. And then in his weekly press conference that's mandated that he has to have ahead of games, that he will say you can only talk about the game.
Yeah, it's a bit contradictory, but I think it's good for the St Kilda Footy Club that Ross is out there on Footy Classified and the agenda setters, because St Kilda, it's one of those teams, they need publicity. They need to not only get the St Kilda fans excited about their club, but the larger football community as a whole. And I think Ross is doing that.
Should that extend to his weekly press? So in his weekly press conferences, he seems to be of the belief, I put this on Twitter last week because I was curious more than anything. He seems to think that it should only be about the game this week.
Yeah. Like he was in a mood last week. Who was that reporter that he was getting disgruntled with?
That was Nick Butler at Channel 10.
Really?
Why is that? What's that reaction?
Well, because Nick Butler is quite a likable character. Why has Ross got his skin up at Nick?
I'm not sure, but I don't know if it's about Nick. I think it's more about the whole. I find Ross with people he knows and people he's sort of close with in the media, he seems to be a lot more giving and forthright than with people he. I'm not sure what his relationship's like with Nick Butler, with people he doesn't know or the more general media, you know, like myself or Drew Jones, Nick Butler, you know, those sorts of guys. He seems to have different ways of treating people in terms of as journalists. And I don't like that, but it's his prerogative.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, he's having a bit of fun. He is. Right. It's okay. Not anything personal. I think he's just like playing a bit of a character.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
I mean.
Well, there you go.
Was he? He was a bit rude to Drew Jones, wasn't he?
I think he was just. He was giving Drew a bit of. I don't. I forget what the entire press conference was like. But apparently, he was just. He wasn't giving Drew much, and he was being pretty. Was it condescending, or he just wasn't giving much to Drew? And he was being a bit. Just a bit rude, but but I think a lot of Saints fans think good on him. How the media's shit? How good's this? How good's Ross? Like a lot of people don't. Well, most people don't like journalists, so I think they're inclined to side with Ross on this.
A couple of things on Nasiah. Yep. What do you think about only signing for 2 years?
Well, I think it's pretty obvious. It gives him 2 years. Obviously, $2 million a year, or at least, and then in a couple of years' time, the cap probably is more money, and he could potentially get even more money if he goes back to South Australia. So I think we'll have the same discussion in 2 years as we're having now. It's just...
I reckon Nasiah Wanganeen Millera is getting paid overs like a mofo. He's not the best player in the league. I don't even reckon... He's not even in my top five, and I know a lot of players have... Right. Or pundits have them in his top five, but he's had five incredible weeks. Let's look at who the Saints have played.
He's had a very good season.
He's had a good season, but I mean, look, I'll eat my hat if he wins the Brownlow, but...
He's captured, like, he's become more than just the on-field with that. Like, he's just sort of captivating Saints fans. He's almost the reason to go to the footy.
They had to pay the two
mil. Yeah, well, you have to pay overs to keep people.
It's fair to say he's going to Adelaide or Port in 2 years, I think.
They just re-signed him. Can you let him have their day, the Saints? It's a very big get for him. He could have easily gone home on a significant deal that would have got him, I think, what did I see Tom Morris? It was like $30 million over 12 years or something, which is insane. And it takes some balls to back yourself in for 2 years and potentially, you know, you could get injured. Who knows what happens?
It's good for the the fabric of that club. Here's a question. You got Nasiah, TDK, a fit Max King. Could the Saints possibly do something next year?
No, I think they're still. I think they're still building. I don't think next year's. I don't think they're going to make a massive jump up next year.
Can they make finals?
If they were to, it would be like 8th or 7th. I think they'd just be sneaking in. I don't think so. I still don't think next year's.
Mate, they've still got so many also-rans in that team. It's just they're going to need to do some really good, you know, Geelong-type trades in the off-season and get some, and you know, turn some of those pick 40, pick 50 draft picks into superstars.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's it's going to be difficult, but I think they're on keeping Naz is as big as, if not bigger than getting a big fish across. Like, keeping the Sire is a bigger deal than getting Tom Ticone to come to the club, I think. Because there was such significant offers for him, and he's been so important to that club and the way he's played. And it would have been brutal. If Tom Ticone had come over, if Naz had left, it would have been, wouldn't have been good.
Have you heard this Liam Ryan news?
I've heard about the links with St Kilda.
Yeah, 4-year offer.
There you go. Well, they could get Liam Ryan across there. That'd be good. I don't think they're jumping too high up. I think they're currently 12th or something at the moment. They're sort of the best of the rest when you go past Sydney.
Yeah, but I mean, it's still rubbish. It's the gap between the top nine and the rest of the comp is palpable. St Kilda are only just beating the worst teams in the comp. Let's not get too overexcited about the Saints.
Yeah. Anyway, I saw Naz at the College Lawn Hotel on Saturday night. He looked to be having a great time. So he was certainly enjoying himself. So hopefully he's shout now that he's signed on.
Yeah. Did you say hello?
I didn't want to go up to him. I think that's a bit, leave him alone.
And you say it's David Zita.
Why would I go up and say it's David Zita?
Mate, as if you wouldn't just go, how are you, mate? And give him a nod. Bit of fun. Who did you say hi to? Who are these guys around him?
No, he was just to the table with a bunch of people and said hi to a few. And
Who were the people?
I don't know. I'm not going to go into the bloody makeup of the whole room.
Were they footballers or agents? Or
I think there was... No, there wasn't. There was one other footballer there, I believe. It was a good night. That was very... It was quite early. I didn't hang around for a big... I had work on Sunday, so...
Can you say who the other footballer was?
Well, I don't know if it was him, so I don't really want to...
No, you're very good, aren't you? You're great podcast talent.
Mate. I'll cut it out then. I'll just cut this bit out and we're going to talk
about it. No, you're not. You're not cutting it out because I think it's a very brilliant... You're quite brilliant, David. You're quite brilliant.
What's it brilliant?
You're quite brilliant, Shane.
No, but what's brilliant?
You tell a story and it was with some footballers. Which footballers? I don't know. Can you say who they are? I don't actually even know if they were footballers. I mean, come on, mate.
Yeah, right.
Come on, mate.
Anyway.
Now, let's get to some serious stuff. Now, prior to Saturday night, I've been saying that the croak is going to happen. The crow choke. Right? And they almost dropped the ball against the Pies, but they've got bigger issues at hand now with Isaac Rankin.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. That's factual.
So what's going to happen here, mate? Is
well, I mean, it may well come out by the time we publish this, but I think he's probably... It seems like the expectation is 5 weeks, which would mean that for the, well, at this stage, alleged, depending on how you say it, homophobic slur. So you would... A 5-weeker would mean that he can't play for the rest of the year at all. Even if the Crows were to win, lose their qualifying final and win through to the grand final, he'd still miss. So he's probably going to miss some footy at the start of next year too, assuming they don't win the flag. That's probably about right, I think. You can't... I think 4 was Jack Graham. Riak Andrew was 5. Jack Graham self-reported and it was a whole, you know... I don't know... what the specifics were here, so I think he'd be getting 5, which would be a pretty big blow. But why you'd say that? I got no idea on the field, anyway, or anyway.
What did he actually say? Allegedly,
it was the F word.
Wow.
So it's just, yeah, it's, anyway, it's, that's going to cost him dearly, and rightly so, I would have thought.
And has it come out about which Collingwood player he said it to?
No, no, that hasn't come out as yet. So whether the, I doubt it will when they release the finding, because they don't tend to name the player offended against. But can the Crows win the flag without Isaac Rankin?
Can they win it without him? I don't think so. I don't even think they can win it with him.
Yeah, that's so, what I was going to say. You don't think you can like win it with him?
No, I don't believe in... No, I'm not going to keep going on about how I believe that the Crows are Port 2.0, but... Well, I was going to say, forget about getting to the top of the mountain. They haven't even climbed a mountain in since 2017 and have never climbed a mountain under Matthew Nicks. I just don't think it's going to happen.
Well, they've sort of climbed a mountain this year. They've gone from 15th to 1st. It's the biggest jump in one season in history.
As they say, though, David, the season starts again in the finals.
Yeah, very true. Very true. Are you in on Collingwood? Are you out on Collingwood? Are they cooked? What's your thoughts on the Pies?
No, I think they're done.
Okay. They're done.
They are looking a bit tired. As a Hawks fan, I'd love to play the Pies in that first final. Really don't want to play the Suns, in the Gold Coast or the Giants at NG Stadium. So Collingwood would be the pick for a lot of teams playing finals, I think. What do you? How do you feel about the Pies?
Well, I think they need to finish top four. I don't know if they can win it from outside the top four. So I think they definitely need to try and... Well, they've sort of left it. It's not even really in their hands anymore. They're going to have to hope that some other results don't go against them. But if they're not in the top four, I wouldn't be saying that they're going to win the flag. I think the Giants are looking good, honestly. I'm hot on the Giants, even though they might not finish top four either.
They're just another team, a bit like Frio. They're just so hot and cold. When they show up, they show up. But that you could throw a blanket over teams like that. Even Brisbane did that against the Suns when they got done by 70 points. I mean, yeah, it's been a funny old season, hasn't it? With some real floggings. And it might be the first time that we see a team... get flogged in the lead-up to the finals, win the flag.
Yes, indeed. Let's just preview the two big games on Sunday. Sorry to the Giants and the Saints, but the two, you know, real big ones. The Dogs and the Dockers. So you're backing in the Dogs, I would assume.
The Dogs by 50-plus.
Jeez, that would be... Oh, that's quite the way to go out, isn't it, for the Dockers? Get spanked.
Dogs easy. What do you think? Yep.
I think Dogs as well. I don't know it would be easy. I think maybe more of a 20, 25-point win. But
put it this way, Davey. Whoever loses, it's going to be... There'll be a bit of pressure heaped on the coach of the losing team.
Yeah, well, both of them were in the position at the start of the year where it seemed like it was finals or bust. Now, Luke Beveridge has been re-signed. Justin Longmuir is going into a different contract, but... It is. I think you can't not acknowledge that this season is bizarre because someone who's going to finish on, 15 wins is going to miss the eight, which is unheard of. So you sort of have to take that into account.
Mm.
And the other one, of course, your Hawks up against the Brisbane Lions at the Gabba. Hawks might be back.
Gee, I tell you, it's a big game. I don't know which way this is going to go. I think... You'd have to lean towards Brisbane just because it's in Brisbane, but...
They haven't been playing well at the Gabba.
The winner gets top four, probably, unless the Suns can just trounce Port and Essendon, which they most likely will. It's going to really come down to percentage, I think, with that top four. And Collingwood should take care of the Ds this weekend. If they don't, look out.
Mm.
But
Could finish 7th or 8th if they don't get the job done.
You can tell that Craig McRae is worried. In his presses, he's concerned. Because usually he's just got that little hint of, we'll be right. He's lost that.
Oh, but he was good after the loss to the Crows. He said, that's more like us. Like, if we keep playing that way, I think we're going to be okay.
Yeah, but he
still looked... Scott Penderbury said to the players after the game, that's more us.
He still looked down.
All right. Okay.
He still looked down.
See how they go. Just lastly, before I return to work, is it yogurt or yoghurt?
Yeah, mate. Look, this is something that I'm passionate about. Probably more passionate than schedule versus schedule.
Yeah.
It's yogurt.
Yeah.
I cannot stand people who say yogurt.
Like, yeah. What the hell is going on? I got upset this morning in the office because someone said yogurt. But then they had the backing of like three different people here. All of sort of British, they've got British links.
Oh, yeah. So, if they're from England, go back to England.
Okay.
Because, mate, Australia, it's yogurt. There's a fitness influencer that I follow that does these recipes, and his recipes are great, but the way he talks, it infuriates me to the point where I really need to unfollow him. I want to comment on his videos. Like, speak properly. Like, your recipes are great, but it's not yogurt. And it's not, you don't say new a tuna, it's tuna. He's I got some tuna and some yogurt. I'm like, what am I watching?
Who says tuna?
Tuna.
This guy. Yeah. This guy says it.
Well, you know, people say new. Instead of saying new, they go new. New. I got some new tuna.
It's like a New York thing, I think. That's not really a...
Nah, mate, it's in Australia. Really? I'm telling you, mate, there's millions of them. I've seen them in the streets.
Jesus.
They've got a new tuna with some yogurt. I'm like... You're not quite right, are you? Like,
that's what they should have done. That should be a thing. Miss Universe Australia, you should ask them, how do you pronounce this word, and put up yogurt and see what happens. If they say yogurt, goodbye.
Tell your mates to say yogurt. Yeah, mate, I should do a reel.
You should, because
I'm going to do a reel after this.
All right, good. I'm happy I've been able to...
Make sure you get involved. You know, this is pretty bold to upload a reel at 12:30. It's not great for maybe what I'll do, Davey, is I'll record it and then share it at about 5 o'clock.
Okay. All right. Well, I look forward to seeing how it comes up. Good to have Ross Lyon press conference too. That was good.
It was all right. I just had the I had to do it that day. We've got a few more reels. There's so much content to do. Oh, by the way, speaking of content, how are you feeling about this Nathan Buckley Melbourne Demons? It's looking imminent.
Not imminent, but I think they want to have something done in the next few weeks. So it seems like he'd be $1 at the moment, wouldn't he?
How do you feel, mate? I mean, honestly, it's akin to you calling me with the best joke ever and me saying, yeah, no, mate, I'm not going to do that on stage.
That's a good, not bad. No, I've moved past it, to be honest. Yeah, I hope you have too. I don't know if you have. You hang on to things a bit. I've moved past it.
Well, I tell you, because I watched on the couch last night, Lee Matthews was talking about the Melbourne coaching appointment, and Nathan Buckley visibly moved in his boots.
Did he?
I rewound it a couple of times, and was like, "I'm gonna read this guy like a game of poker. He's taking the job, man."
Right, he's already taking it, is he?
Yep.
Maybe we should call him on the podcast one day.
Can we? Can we actually break a story? I know that's not your cup of tea.
Yeah.
Can we
Maybe
call
we
him?
Should. I'm not calling him now. I've got to give him a heads up. You can't just call him.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it now.
No, well, maybe next week.
Next week. Well, we'll put that in the on the back burner, and I'll make an inquiry.
All right then, mate.
Or an inquiry.
Inquiry. Schedule. There's a million of them. I tell you, yogurt's got to be the number one for me. Riled up.
Like, there's just enough people who think it's, like, for example, a lot of the British people say pasta, when it's obviously pasta.
Actually, you know what, Dave? I'm not waiting until 5 p.m. Right, I'm chucking this up now.
Okay.
I'm passionate about this.
Okay. All right. Well, then do it, because I agree with you. I find it really, I found it really disturbing, the amount of people who thought it was yogurt, and it needs to be addressed.
It's disgusting that people say that.
Anyway, good podcast. It's as always, we've taken some detours, but we've ended up at our final destination of a relatively mediocre episode.
Yeah, mediocre with Nathan Brown. Hey, mate, yes. Mate, one more round of AFL. So, how do you feel? The end of the season, it's come around quick.
No, it hasn't. It hasn't come around quick. No, I'm excited. I'm excited for finals to kick into gear, and we can just get a bit more of a sense of the finish line when finals start, and you get a bit more excited because every game matters. At the moment, only a couple of matter each week, and it's because we've had such a lopsided season with the bottom top nine and bottom nine. I'm looking forward to when they all matter.
Well, mate, I'll see you next week in the flesh. I'll be in Melbourne, so looking forward to... and if we get some deals going with this podcast, I will be in Melbourne for the whole of September.
All right, jeez.
I know that would get you excited, Dave.
Well, I'm just going to say, I hope I'm going to try and make sure those deals don't happen.
Well, mate, do you want some money or not? Drew Jones reached out to me and he's trying to get me on board at Fox Footy.
Is he?
Well, do you want me to lodge a story once a week for the finals or not?
Do it.
Oh, well.
Do it.
I'll talk to you next week.
Yeah. Drew, he's meant to have had a baby 2 days ago, so I'm not sure what the... Because, of course, he is with child, as opposed to his partner being with child. He's also with child, apparently. That's how they say it. But it's a very, very interesting.
Hey, mate, before we finish this podcast, do you want to have kids?
yeah, one day, Ash, I do, yes. Do you?
Yeah.
Well, I'd hurry up.
Hey, Dave, how many kids do you want?
I never thought of the numbers. I just would like to have children at one day, yes. I get along well with children, I think, because maybe I'm one of them, but I enjoy their company and they're very pure human beings, and I
fantastic.
Think they're great.
You just want to be able to walk around saying, I'm with child.
Yes, yes. Well, I'm with one right now. Yeah
very good. Yes. All right, Davey, great chatting. For any questions, any feedback, it's Get A Kick Pod, and we will talk to you next week. See you, Dave.
Bye, Ash.